Hello, hi, it's Anna Poirier, and this is kind of an adjunct audio to the 10-week Bliss Body Transformation Program. It is specifically around some logistics and some information regarding the sugar detox that I recommend in week 4 of the program. So you have your written materials for the sugar detox, and I want to make a distinction here between a cleanse, doing a detox, which I teach a lot, and then specifically the sugar detox. So what I'm opening up to you is that doing a cleanse or a detox is invaluable, no matter how you approach it. Well, I shouldn't say that. Actually, how you approach it is very important. And there are specific cleanses and detoxes that we can do. And the sugar detox specifically is something that I recommend for many, many of my clients because there tends to be, what I see is a root imbalance that centers around how the body handles sugar and kind of our relationship to sugar. It's also something that I have a lot of experience, personal experience with, having recovered from being an enormous sugar addict myself. So you can, in fact, do a modified cleanse that might not be as specific if you feel that maybe you don't have such blood sugar issues and that's not the route for you. However, what I will say, doing a sugar detox usually for everybody produces really incredible results. Of if there's fat loss desired, it's definitely going to support that. If you're looking to get more energy, if you're looking for your skin to be more youthful and vibrant, if you're looking to reduce inflammation, all of these things can truly benefit from the sugar detox. And if you know that sugar is an issue for you, then you'll really want to dive in and do the full 21 days. If you feel like maybe it's not so much of an issue, then doing 10 to 14 days is going to be great. I do say that you can do it for a minimum of 7 days, but to be totally honest, the real results start to happen in about 10 days. Not to say that 7 days isn't going to be hugely impactful. So I'm not discounting that at all. What I want to start off with here, before I kind of get into more of the nitty-gritty, is to really ask you to connect with an intention. Your intention, as you step into anything, particularly a cleanse, which is a very intentional time of extreme self-care and taking a little more, just bringing a little more focus to specifics. And, whereas normally I teach that a healthy way of being is where you're not expecting yourself to be 100% of the time always, doing things that feel like they're what support you to the highest. Usually we can go for like an 80-20 or a 90-10 even, where 80 to 90% of the time you're like doing what you feel really good about and what you know is part of your lifelong healthy intention. And then that 10 to 20% is like, a little more flexible. And this is what allows us to be evolving, growing human beings on this planet. During a cleanse, it is a little more of an intentional time. And so you sort of know that just for that period of time, you're going to be a little more focused about maybe not being as lenient and enjoying that, enjoying the discipline that it offers, which is, as a former dancer, I'll just say that, discipline sometimes has a bad rap, but it really creates this beautiful container for us. And it is like being a disciple to yourself. So see it as that, as an opportunity to really love yourself and be a disciple. So you want to set your intention. You want to be really clear on that. What is this? What is this about for you? What do you hope to enjoy? What do you see happening for yourself? And even how do you want to enjoy this process? Like, it should be an enjoyable process. So the intention, I want to share with you the intention of the sugar detox itself. You know, where am I coming from? This is about what I know is that removing sugar is a very profound and quick way to, as I said, lose fat, if fat is something that you need to do, that your body needs to do, and increase your energy, which, quite honestly, for a lot of my clients initially is very appealing to them. It's not really the only place that I come from. It's not. What I have seen in myself and through these years of work is that when blood sugar is out of balance, that leads to depression. It causes fat storage instead of your body utilizing fat for energy. It causes highs and lows in energy. It can cause extreme mood swings and hormonal imbalance. And eventually, it's going to lead to diabetes, which is something that's in my family. I've seen it, and I know that I was certainly headed for that when I was younger, and have been able to bypass it and plan on doing that. I know it's possible. So that's the intention. And also for this to be a process of inquiry, of exploration, of really investigating yourself and seeing what your relationship is to sugar, and to start to find the sweetness in your life. Instead of seeking it from food, where is that sweetness, the sugar, the nectar in your life? And how can you start to find that for yourself and explore it? I want to say a bit about the products, because you'll see in your papers, in your workbook, that I recommend some products from a company called Biotics Research. They are a professional line that is available only through health practitioners and doctors and naturopaths and things like that. Company I use a lot. I enjoy what their research is, but I also really enjoy that they're all kind of food-based and enzyme-based and holistic. It's not just a bunch of chemicals or produced in a lab ultimately. But there's a meeting of nature and science, which I is really valuable to me coming from the perspective that I come from. I know that they only source the highest quality ingredients, and that is also important. So you'll see that I recommend a cleanse kit during this time. The cleanse kit actually is going to provide you with a 10-day experience, meaning that you get some detox packs of supplements, and those are enough for 10 days worth. There's also some powders, two different powders, a NutriClear and then a protein powder. These, if you get the kit, are going to be enough for two times what you need for 10 days. So you'll have enough for about 20 days with that, which means you can keep taking them if you end up doing the 21-day sugar detox, or you can save them for the next time that you want to do that and simply order the bio detox packs, the 10 days worth of bio detox packs to supplement that. So you're getting really more than you need for 10 days with the kit. And you can also just order the product separately, and that's an option that I include in your paperwork. Now, some of you may say, you know what, I don't want to use products. And what I'll say is that's okay. If you do choose to use them, know that they will rock your results. It's really going to amplify your results. If it's your first time doing something like this, then you will probably get a lot of benefit just from the food plan. So, yes, you can do just the food plan, because that's a question that that'll be asked a lot, the food and lifestyle plan. But like I said, getting the products really amplifies that. One note is that when you do know that you're going to be getting them, order them as soon as possible sometimes they're a little lag or a back order, and it's always good to be set up. What you can do is you can always start on the rest of the plan and just wait for the products to come. And once you get them, dive into that for the 10 days and then finish up, depending on how much time you have left with your full cleanse, that you can finish that up with just, again, the food and lifestyle plan. So that's sort of how that can evolve for you. And let's see if I can say anything else. The products are great for reducing inflammation, for dealing with data, for dealing with cravings, satiety. They help to, what they specifically do is they provide you with nutrients, and then they help to both draw toxins out of the body and assist your body in eliminating them safely. So they're really specifically designed. I use this cleanse myself at least a couple times a year. I love it. I always feel great. My skin looks amazing. You often look like kind of 10 years younger. Just a little side benefit. But that's a decision that you can make on your own. Like I said, a minimum of 7 days, but really going for like more of a target of 10 to 14 days, and then for the best results with the sugar is the 21 days. What you want to do here very specifically with the sugar detox in particular is remove all sugars and simple carbohydrates and all the foods that you'll see on your avoid list. Cravings may come up initially. This is normal. It happened for me when I went through this process myself. But after about the first 3 to 4 days, they should disappear. We're temporarily correcting, and that's why, you know, this is the process. And, does that mean that you'll never enjoy a piece of fruit or bread or pasta again? Nope, doesn't mean that at all. But you should notice that as you progress through, that your cravings disappear, your energy starts to go up, your skin looks better. And if you feel like you have extra fat to shed, that will start to melt away as well because you're using it for energy. When the sugar cleanse is followed to correct blood sugar, which is essentially what the intention is, then you'll want to eliminate even some of what might seem like healthier carbohydrates that could be affecting your blood sugar. These include bread, and I would say like more of your whole grain bread or gluten-free or sprouted bread, fruit juice, dried fruit, tortillas, baked goods, honey, pasta, white rice, and potatoes. Not just white table sugar that we're looking at. Sometimes people think that. When your blood sugar is out of balance, it can cause depression. It causes your body to store fat. It causes you to have those ups and downs. I talked about this already. Blood sugar issues can also cause deterioration of vital organs, like the brain, believe it or not, which eventually can lead to dementia. Like this is implicated in dementia. Also implicated in high cholesterol. So we're seeing more and more that, you know, all sugars are not bad by any means, but when there is an issue, it's a great idea to do this type of sugar detox and really course correct and be able to normalize the body. So remembering that you're finding the sweetness in your life. This is about discovering where is that sweetness. And also remembering as you're moving through this that sugar is actually more addictive than cocaine. It's crazy, but yes, it is more addictive than cocaine. So be gentle with yourself and really hold space for yourself. Get support on board. If you're doing this program, obviously you have support built in. Notify your friends and family and let them know what's going on. Just a few things you will see on one of your handouts to see, is your blood sugar out of balance? And if you answer yes to any of these, it's a really excellent idea for you to do this type of detox. If you have cravings for sweets, sugar, or bread products, that's a clear indication that that's out of whack. If you have fatigue after eating meals or a food coma, I used to get this all the time, that's an indication too. If you get lightheaded when meals are missed or get headaches, also a clue. if eating sweets does not relieve the craving for the sweets, you know that there's a blood sugar issue. If you depend on coffee to keep yourself going or to get started, such a big one. People don't realize this, the coffee and the sugar connection. And then if you have difficulty losing weight. Just a few tips that you'll see too to help balance your blood sugar on there. And obviously one of them is to do the 21-day sugar detox. What I want to talk about too here is some tips around seasonality of a cleanse. Creating a cleanse that's in tune with the season. So generally, this is coming from a kind of an Ayurvedic perspective, which I teach a lot. Generally, the spring and the fall are the two most ideal times to cleanse, but it's incredible to cleanse with each season. But you want to look to nature for cues on how to customize to the season. So as an example, in the spring, it's about shaking off the weight of the winter. You know, things are starting to warm up, thaw out. You're getting revved up for summer and really getting kind of into that energizing thing. So uplifting, lightening up. If it's in the fall, it's about acknowledging that we're overly busy, slowing down and restoring the body while simplifying food and always, no matter what, including what is seasonal. If you do a summer detox, it's an excellent, or even in the spring, it's an excellent time for including fresh green juices because they're light. I wouldn't recommend really doing any kind of a green juice cleanse or including those in the middle of winter. It just tends to be a little imbalancing at that time. Each person is different, so it's important to look at your type and to kind of have an idea of who you are and what you require. But that's sort of a general idea. When we're moving from summer into fall, when we're in this fall season, there's an accumulation of heat in the body from what is considered to be the Pitta dosha in Ayurveda. And it tends to be fueled by the air element that is Vata in the fall. So this can lead to mental and physical burnout, stressing your adrenals and nervous system and putting some of the body's natural detoxification process on hold, which is why it's so key to find time to slow down. Even though we are given every reason in this season to not do that, to not honor our bodies. So it's important to do that. In the spring, there's a little more get-up-and-go energy, and you can you still want to have those times to take care of yourself and relax because the liver really appreciates that. But especially in the fall, there's a little more of that hanging back. To protect your health year-round, but particularly in the fall, Ayurveda health educators say it's important to slow down, like I said, and support your liver's natural ability to remove toxins from the body. And to take stock of the influences that you allow into your life. So this is about letting go. So what are the influences that you're allowing in, from the kind of food that you eat to the amount of time you spend in front of any electronic device, like the computer, the cell phone, the TV? Some things that you might want to consider to add on or add into the realm of your experience are a tongue scraper and hot water bottle where you can, this is especially in the fall or the winter, hot water bottle right on the belly or around your liver area. A neti pot, which clears the nasal passages, which is great in the fall and the winter because we might have accumulated mucus through those areas and people start to get sick. It can actually be great in the spring, too, to clear accumulated mucus from the winter. Self-massage with coconut oil. Drinking warm water helps to flush the lymphatic system. And enjoying a simplified diet as well as upping your sleep. Come back to your why throughout your cleanse period. Why are you doing this? Take time to check in, journal, meditate. These are all ways that will keep you on track. Otherwise, we kind of go, well, why am I doing this? I don't know. You know, it's like it's kind of that false intention. So come back to the reality, the rootedness of your intention regularly. And part of our our time in this program will be to do that for each other, you know, check in with each other in the group, and check in with me if you need to do that for some reason. Check in on our Q&A calls. This is all an opportunity to be supported. So that's kind of the adjunct for the sugar detox, and hopefully provides you with a little more information, support, intention, and inspiration. And I will connect with you very soon. Thank you so much for being a part of this program and for taking yourself and your light in this world seriously. Namaste.